More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life. Today on More to Life, guiding grown-up kids. Struggling to connect with your adult kids? We'll help you discover grace-filled steps to healing your relationship. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life.
Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our home.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, guiding grown-up kids. We're talking about those difficult relationships with adult children. And if you're struggling to connect with your adult child, we want to help you discover grace-filled steps to healing your relationship. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, 877-573-7825.
You know, it's about guiding them, but it's also about dealing with them. You know, how do you guide them? How do you be effective in their lives when, A, not only are they technically grown, but there's a phenomenon that I'm seeing more and more and more as our children are older, as our friends' children are older. And I never recognized it until I saw everybody, you know, sort of going through it. And I think it's more so now. I want to preface this. Now more than ever. Because young people right now, because of the economy and because of this and that, a million excuses, are having a harder time launching. And the thing that I'm seeing is that young adults today, and when I say young adults, I mean even into their 30s, are needing to somehow create a distance between them and their parents emotionally and sometimes spiritually in order to feel like they can become adults. They can launch because they're mad at mom and dad for something. And sometimes, you know, our friends are like looking at their kids going, this is a, they can't possibly be mad at this. I was there for all this. I did all these things. But it's as though some young people, I'm not saying all, but many that we've seen, young people are looking for a way to sort of create a tension or a fight with mom and dad so that somewhere in the back of their brain they can say, okay, now it's fine for me to leave. I don't really feel this close and cozy with these people. I can take off. It's a weird phenomenon sometimes, but it leaves the parents of adult children scratching their heads, sometimes feeling brokenhearted, sometimes feeling angry, and not knowing what to do to get that bond back or to rebuild it in some way now that these people are of adult age. And it can really feel difficult. It can make us feel like we're struggling through relationship. It can help us, you know, it can make us feel really disappointed and angry sometimes. So if you're dealing with that, you know, a lot of people are right now.
So give us a call at 877-573-7825. Tell us, do you have a difficult relationship with your adult kids? Maybe you're struggling to be close with them. Perhaps you're disappointed in the choices that they're making or frustrated because they've left the faith. Have your efforts to build a better relationship with them or lead them back to God not worked out the way you hoped? Or maybe even made things worse. We want to help you find grace-filled ways to reconnect with your grown-up kids and build a better relationship. So let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. You know, I mean, the reality is parenting is never easy at any age or stage, mm-mm. and it doesn't get any easier as the kids get older.
You think it will. You think you can retire from parenting, but it doesn't exist.
No, that's true. And the relationship changes, and we as parents need to change with it. But sometimes it's hard to know what changes to make, especially when our kids maybe have fallen away from the faith or are rejecting our faith and values. You know, how do we make changes that allow us to come alongside of our children without necessarily approving of the things that they're doing or letting them think that we support their poor choices? Let's talk about all that. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that exactly, and how could it possibly help me in my relationship with my grown-up kids? Well, you've come to the right place. So here's why. St. John Paul gave a series of reflections when he was Pope on how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships, especially in marriage and family life, but really all relationships.
And in his theology of the body, Pope St. John Paul reminded families that they're called to be communities of love, households rooted in Christ's love, committed to generously serving each other and witnessing to the power of grace to heal the damage that sin tries to do to all of our relationships, those with God and with each other. Although our relationship is supposed to change as our children become adults, God's plan is that parents and adult children would feel connected, loved, respected, and supported by each other. Unfortunately, for a lot of families, this just isn't the case. And too often, when our children fall away from the faith or withdraw from us for whatever reason, we withdraw from them too.
And yeah, you know, it hurts when our adult kids either reject us or the things we've tried to teach them. But here's the thing. As disciples who've been walking the way of the cross longer than our kids, we have both the obligation and the privilege of being Christ to them. When our adult kids frustrate us, disappoint us, reject us, instead of pulling back and acting either hurt or entitled, and I guarantee you, I've felt that way sometimes too, right? Instead of that, we're called to embrace humility and to ask God every day what He needs us to do and how He needs us to change to strengthen our relationship with our adult kids and increase our ability to lead them into deeper communion with Him. It's okay that we don't know where to start sometimes. By praying something like, Lord, teach me how to be what my adult children need me to be to lead them to You, God will show us the answers step by step. And I want to share personally here. You know, we have adult children. We have two fully adult children. Mm-hmm. Our youngest is still in college. And we're very blessed to have a good relationship with all of our adult kids. But it's not always been easy. It really hasn't. And we have gone through, you know, difficult tensions in those relationships as our kids try to figure out how to separate and be their own people. You know, and they work in the ministry, and they have their own things. And, you know, just working all that stuff out is not easy, even in the best of circumstances. There's no shame in any of that. It's just part of growing up and being there for each other in new ways. So we want to talk about how you can build your relationship with your adult kids, especially in times when you feel that they've pulled away from you, they're rejecting your faith, they're rejecting the values that they were raised in. Let's talk about how to come alongside of them and really be that mentor and that guide that God is calling us to be, and to have the relationships that God wants for all of our families. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your questions. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we bring to you our families in general, and in particular our relationships with our adult kids. We ask you, Lord, to know how to come alongside of them, how to accompany them without necessarily approving of everything that they do, but building relationship that glorifies you. Your servant, St. John Paul, reminded us that families are called to be communities of love, that are serving each other, caring for each other, respecting each other, loving each other. But the reality is that many of our families don't look like that. And so we ask you, Lord, to teach us as parents how to be what our adult children need us to be and how to respond to them in ways that, that they will be open so that we can create closer relationship. We can heal the wounds that need to be addressed and that we can claim their hearts so that we can lead them to you. So that we can celebrate the family lives that give glory to your grace and love in the world and ultimately enable us to enjoy the peace and unity that you want for all of us. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great.
Pray for us.
Today on More to Life, guiding grown-up kids. We're talking about those times when parents of adult kids struggle to connect with their adult children for whatever reason. Maybe there are personal issues. Maybe everybody just seems very busy. Maybe it's that your adult kids have rejected the faith or values you've tried to raise them in, and you're not sure how to reach them. Whatever the situation is, we want to help you build closer relationships. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Linda, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, thank you so much for your time and your help. I'm a mother of four children. My oldest daughter, I have 10 siblings, and none of them except me and another sibling had children. And
okay.
My sister basically coveted my daughter, my oldest daughter, who now is poisoning the relationship between my other children, saying because of the fact that I take medical prescription drugs because I have severe back injuries. And they have totally just severed their relationship. They don't call me. I've reached out to them several times. I'm at a loss of what to do.
So, Linda, are they saying that they're concerned that you're addicted to these drugs for your back injury, and they're trying to get you to do something about it? Or why do you? What's your perception of why they've pulled away?
I'm really not sure, but I have a daughter who was an alcoholic. She quit drinking, and that's when I was so happy for her. But I was a farm girl, and we all have back problems, and it's been chronic. And because I'm over 65. I'm less than eligible for surgeries, although I need 3 surgeries.
Linda, let me ask you. I'm so sorry for the physical problems that you're facing, and I hope that you're able to get the medical attention that you need for that. But in terms of your relationship with your children, you said that they've all pushed you away because of the health issues. You're saying that they have a relationship with your sister, though. What is it between the two of you that has caused that rift?
She didn't have children, and she...
No. That's your sister. So between you and your children, what is the rift? What have they said to you about not coming around?
They tell me that I take prescription medicine, and that they don't think that I should.
Linda, what they're trying to tell you is that they think that you're addicted to your pain medications.
Yeah, they're putting up a boundary, trying to make you uncomfortable enough that you will go through rehab and get off the pain medications.
You know, especially you have a daughter who was an alcoholic who is in recovery. One of the things that is necessary for a person in recovery to do is to cut relationships off with other people who are addicts. And I don't know your medical history. I don't know the situation here, but I do know, I can tell from reading between the lines, that your adult children are telling you that they have concerns about the way you're approaching your medical problems, and that they are concerned that you are addicted to your medications and that you're using pain medications inappropriately. That's something that you're going to need to work out with a counselor and with them. And I'm going to strongly encourage you to reach out to somebody locally to talk with your doctor about getting somebody who's an addictions counselor, whether you think you have an addiction or not, to go and speak with somebody who can evaluate your situation, who can help you manage your pain in an appropriate way, who can then help you begin to build a relationship with your adult children who are trying to send you a message, Linda, that there are wounds there that need to be addressed, that as much pain as you are in physically and emotionally, they don't find you to be a safe person to be around because of the medication that you're taking and the way you're taking it. And they don't want to be part of your life and watch you kill yourself. That's what they're saying. And I realize that's very hard for you to hear that. It's not easy for me to say it, but that's what's going on here. It's not, you know, there are some adult children who we've heard from, you know, parents who are just kind of selfish and on their own doing their own thing. But the fact is they have a relationship with the rest of your family. It's not that they don't want to be around family. It's not that they just are living their own lives and doing their own thing. They are pointedly saying, Linda, I'll have a relationship with Aunt so-and-so, but I don't want a relationship with you, Mom. And the reason, and there's a reason for that, and you're pointing to that, and you've said that they object to the medication that you're on and the way you're taking it. They're concerned you're addicted. And so the only way to address that is by going to an addictions counselor and working with that person to really make sure that you're taking the medication you're on appropriately, that you're getting the right kind of help for your back, and that you can build a relationship with your kids if you really love them more than you love the drugs. I know that's very hard to hear, but I hope that you'll take that to heart. And we've added you and your family to our More to Life prayer list. Thank you for the call, Linda. 877-573-7825 is the number to call. Today's show is titled Guiding Grown-Up Kids. Are you struggling to connect with your adult child? We want to help you discover grace-filled steps toward healing that relationship. The number again, 877-573-7825. And I want to say this up front. You know, not every situation is as difficult as Linda's situation. Not every situation is as obvious either in terms of why our adult kids have pulled away. But almost in every situation, if we don't have the kind of relationship with our adult kids that we want, there's some kind of wound. Now, I'm not saying you necessarily caused it.
I think that's important to say. You know, they may have gone through something, and then it gets mixed up in this kind of idea of, like, if you had good parents, you would have saved us from whatever that wound was. But it's being informed by that pain.
And if we don't find ways to address that wound, if we just say, oh, the kids are ungrateful, or they're unappreciative, or they're selfish, or they're whatever, and we withdraw from them, then we're never going to have the kind of relationship that we long to have and that God wants us to have with our adult kids. You know, we continue to be an important part of our adult kids' lives if we're willing to do the work to make that happen. And that often means addressing wounds and hearing hard things and doing some hard work on ourselves that maybe we would prefer not to have to do. And again, not because it's our fault, but because all of us need to grow and all of us need to be humble enough to listen to the other people in our lives about things that maybe we need to address or change or ways that we need to grow. And if we're willing to do that work, that's what's going to enable us to be able to have those relationships with our adult kids. And we've seen that in our own lives. And I want to share that, you know, with all of you and help you build that stronger relationship with your adult kids. So call up and share. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. Do you have a difficult relationship with your adult children for whatever reason? Maybe you struggle to be as close with them as you'd like. Maybe you're disappointed in their choices or frustrated because they've left the faith. Maybe your efforts to build a better relationship with them or lead them back to God haven't worked out the way you hoped or even made things worse. We want to help you find grace-filled ways to guide your grown-up kids. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions about your adult children when More to Life continues after the break.
Feeling drained, anxious, or stuck in your relationships? You're not alone. I'm Lisa Popcheck from CatholicCounselors.com. Our team of Catholic pastoral counselors can help you find grace-filled, effective solutions for emotional struggles, stress, and relationship challenges. Discover how your faith can bring healing and peace to your heart and home. Visit CatholicCounselors.com today. Let us help your faith, life, and relationships flourish.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Today's show is titled Guiding Grown-Up Kids. Having a strong relationship with our adult kids can be difficult. We want to help you make that a lot simpler and have the relationship that you want with those adult kids. 877-573-7825.
Well, I have an email here, Greg, from Donna, who has a... I'm glad we're here, because I don't think she could ask this on any other radio show. She said, our daughter, who is only 20, wants to enter religious life. We are really concerned that she is not mature enough or independent of mind enough to enter into the very intense order that she wants to join. We would only be able to visit her a very few times a year and would really have no way to check up on her or know if she's okay. We're truly concerned that she wouldn't know if she was being emotionally or spiritually manipulated in some way. What we would like to have happen is for her to finish college and maybe even her master's degree, and then if she still feels drawn to this order, she can pursue that with us knowing she has more maturity and life experience. She keeps pushing back, saying she's an adult and can make the decision on her own. What can we do, if anything?
Well, thank you for the question, Donna. And, you know, it's difficult. It's a difficult position to be in. On the one hand, right, you know, it's really a beautiful thing when our children want to enter religious life.
Yeah, I know there are a lot of listeners right now saying, I would do anything for my child to want to do that. I would do anything for my adult child to be faithful and be Catholic. And it's so hard to understand what a parent is going through in this circumstance if you haven't been in it or close to it before.
And on the other hand, it's kind of terrifying because the order becomes their family. Mm-hmm. And it's very much a part of the process of formation for most religious orders that there is a time where you have very limited communication with your family of origin. And that's heartbreaking and kind of scary. And when we have young adult children, 20-year-old young woman going into religious formation, that's particularly difficult. I think that you want to make sure that any concerns you're raising them not as objections, but as things for her to consider. And what I mean by that is, if you approach her by saying, I don't want you to do this because A, B, C, and D.
Especially if, and I'm sure you're not doing this at home, I think this is between you and your spouse, but if you're saying, we don't think you're mature enough, we don't think you'll understand if you're being manipulated, that's just going to come off as a criticism to her and make her defensive. I mean, any of us would feel defensive.
And it's going to come off as a criticism to the order as well.
This is true.
I mean, it's very much like, you know, a relationship with a boyfriend.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, you know, it's like if you criticize the boyfriend, it just makes the girl go harder for the girl than for the boy. And so what you want to be able to do is say, you know, I think this is a beautiful... In fact, you want to back up and say, you know, listen, I apologize if I have come off poorly in this. You know, I have concerns, and I'm a little scared, and I'm a little sad. But I'm also really excited that you found this order, and that you want to pursue religious life. I think that's beautiful. I just wish I would like it if you could maybe address some concerns along the way. You know, I think that God has given you certain gifts that I would love to see you develop, so that you could serve Him even better in the order that you're looking at, or in religious life in general. And it seems to me that if you were to finish your degree or pursue a graduate degree, that you would be even in an even better position to serve the kingdom, to serve this order.
Yeah, for sure.
And I would really love it if you would at least talk with the vocations director for the order about those concerns. Would you be willing to do that? So you're not presenting it as, here are 3,000 reasons why you can't do it. It's, if this is something that God has placed on your heart and you're pursuing it, make sure that you're addressing these concerns or these things as well, so that you can have a well-formed vocation. And so that you can discuss this with the formator or the vocations director, so that you can make sure that you guys are a really good fit. Because I really want the best for you. The more we come off as obstacles to what our children, adult children, say that they want, the more we become sidelined. So even if we have concerns, it's important to find ways to come alongside of them and express our concerns in a supportive manner, not in a way that sounds like, here are 3,000 reasons why you're an idiot and you shouldn't do this thing. Okay? That's not your intention, but I think that is how we can often come across as parents of adult kids. And so look at that. Make sure that you apologize if you've come off that way, and then try the approach that I'm suggesting here, Donna. Thank you so much for the call. 877-573-7825 is the number. We're talking about parents of adult kids. How can we build better relationships? Find out when we come back.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. Feeding 5,000 from a boy's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, as recorded in John chapter 6, is quite a miracle. Yet the next day, Jesus downplays it in verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Likewise, God's provision of manna to the Israelites in the desert was also a great miracle. Yet Jesus similarly downplays it in verse 49. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Jesus is clearly stating that his Eucharist is greater than both of these amazing miracles, and the Catholic Church absolutely takes him at his word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Christ is the answer, with Father John Ricardo.
John 6, verses 48 to 58. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread, meaning me. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and never die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. At which the Jews disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They're scandalized by this. How is it that we're not? How is it that we just hear this and go, oh yeah, I know that passage? They're just outraged and at least perplexed. Sane people, inspired teachers, wise men, prophets don't say things like this.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Did you know that research shows that married couples who find time to connect in meaningful ways tend to be happier and more resilient? It's not just about going out for a date now and then. It's about connecting in simple, ordinary ways on a daily and weekly basis. It's about finding ways to work, play, talk, and pray together instead of individually. For example, when couples choose to make a meal or clean up the kitchen together, that experience can nurture a sense of teamwork and collaboration that spills over into other areas of their relationship. Couples can connect by regularly doing something fun together, too. It doesn't need to be big. It might be as simple as reading a book together or taking an interest in one another's hobbies. As small as these rituals of connection might seem, over time, they create a deep, solid foundation for any marriage. They create the time couples need to share experiences, relate on a deeper level, and build a shared life together. Get more tips for building a strong marriage in the book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. And if you would like to find faithful help with your relationship, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled Guiding Grown-Up Kids. We're talking about having a stronger relationship with our adult children and whether our adult kids have pulled away from us for personal reasons or we just don't feel like we're connecting as much as we'd like, or we're frustrated with the fact that they're making choices we don't approve of or have left the faith or rejected the values we tried to raise them in. The fact is, relationships with our adult kids is fraught, and we want to help you make them a little less fraught today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
We want to send out congratulations to two great EWTN radio partners, both celebrating 10 years with us. WLHF, Stern Champaign, Illinois, and Tennessee. And KFSS serves Joplin, Missouri.
So congratulations to Peggy Price at Holy Family Radio in Illinois and Steve Duncan at St. Peter the Apostle Church in Missouri from all of us here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you are tuning in to your local EWTN Catholic radio station, make sure you're supporting that station, not just with your prayers, but with your dollars as well. Let's keep EWTN radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. Thanks again to Peggy Price and Steve Duncan for their work building the kingdom through EWTN Catholic radio, and to all of you who are tuning in and supporting your local EWTN stations. With that, let's take our next caller. Who's up, Lisa?
We're talking with Sharon, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Sharon, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Thank you, and thank you for your spiritual show. It's saving a lot of people, I'm sure, a lot of trouble. Yes, my son and I have been, well, not just my son, me, my, even before my that, my son, my husband passed away in 2022, and he never came back. He never called.
Your son didn't. Even when, so let me make sure I'm getting this correct. When your husband passed a few years ago, your son did not return for the funeral to help you straighten anything out.
Call.
He just didn't come back. Okay.
He didn't even call. And his brother had died 2 years previous to that. And the same thing. He didn't call, he didn't come or anything. And I have no reason why. I mean, his daughter was married a couple, 3 years ago. He came and I was there. We were very congenial, but not like mother and son, you know. And I reached out to him. He lives in Arizona and has for quite a few years. And he just doesn't contact me back, so I just keep praying and praying to Saint Monica and all the different saints.
Sharon, have you ever asked your granddaughter, his daughter, whose wedding he came back for, why she thinks he's so distant, or to say to her dad, "Hey, I
know
she doesn't know."
She says she doesn't know either, so.
No. And does he contact her regularly?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't contact her very much either. In fact, she just
so it's not just the two of you.
No,
you're saying she had a baby and he didn't contact her then either.
No.
And someone in your family is always letting him know when these things occur, when he's had a grandchild, when he's lost his father. Somebody has told him about these things, correct?
Absolutely.
Does your son have any history with alcohol or drugs?
He's not on anything, no. I know he's not, so that's one thing. I know he's working, and he builds a house and does stuff like that, but I'm not a faith person.
Is he married, Sharon?
No, he had been twice, but didn't work out. And now he's living with someone, I guess. And but I don't know why he's doing this. I'm brokenhearted. Yeah. But
of course you are, Sharon. Of course you are. So, I mean, this isn't just about you, obviously. He's rejecting his daughter and his grandchildren as well. And so there's clearly some mental health issue or addiction issue. And I know you said that he's not involved in drugs or alcohol, but you said because he's working. There are lots of people who are functional alcoholics who are able to work while drinking or drugging. I don't know that that's true for him, but you know, you don't, and but the pattern of life that you describe here is not one of a healthy person, right? So whether, you know, what I'm trying to get at, you know, when you see somebody who has multiple, you know, has his serial relationships, who's rejected his children, who's rejected his mother, who doesn't come, you know, this is not somebody who's healthy. And so I'm not sure that there's anything you can directly do here other than build the relationships that you can with the other family members, you know, your granddaughter, other family that's in touch with him. So you build as strong a relationship as you can with the people around him in the hopes that they can reach out to him, or at least you can get more information about where he's at and what's going on in his life. But I would say that as painful as it is to know that your son is not reaching back to you or hasn't been there for you, in this case, I really don't think it has as much to do with your relationship with him as it does with his own personal mental health struggles, which may not make it a whole lot easier for you to bear. But I you know, sometimes when we beat up on ourselves for those relationship issues, that makes it worse. So, I mean, based on his pattern of life that you describe here, there's a lot more going on. And unless he gets help for that, it's going to be difficult to break through. So the only thing you can really do in the meantime is build a strong relationship as you can with all the family around him, so that you can either reach out to him through them or at least learn what's going on. Sharon, I've added you to our More to Life prayer list, and I'm sorry. I wish we could give you more practical advice on this situation, but because we don't know the details of what your son is going through, it's hard to know specifically what to say. Thank you for the call. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Our show today is titled Guiding Grown-Up Kids, as we talk about having a better relationship with our adult children. Let's talk about overcoming the obstacles that stand in the way of healthier relationships, and also how to intervene or respond to our adult kids when they're making choices we don't approve of or leaving behind the faith or values that they were raised in. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Grace, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Holy Family Radio.
Hi, Grace. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thank you, Grace. Could I ask you to speak up just a little bit? You're very difficult to hear.
Okay.
Much better. Thank you.
My question is with regards to, I guess, my relationship with my daughter and my intent to help her with growing her faith. Is it still, she's in her early 30s, and I've got a good relationship with her. She believes in God. And, she says she respects our faith. However, though, is it still my place? Because people have told me, oh, let her be, she's an adult. Is it still my place to encourage her to pray the rosary, do the novena, to try not to forget to go to Sunday Mass? And if you do, go to confession, because she doesn't quite believe or has a strong connection to the sacrament.
So Grace, let me ask you. You said that she does have a relationship with God. Does she go to church, generally speaking? I mean, what is that relationship
like? She goes to church with us. She's very close to us. Really.
Does she ever go to church on her own if she's not with the two of you?
She has no.
So she goes to church with you to make you happy.
I hope it's not that.
Well, I mean, you have to kind of look at it's really important, you know, to not just focus on what we wish is true, but to look at what, you know, the circumstances tell us. And if you're saying that your daughter goes to church with you, but she doesn't go to church on her own, then that means she doesn't have so much of a faith in God or the church as much as it is that she wants to make you happy, which is something. That's not, you know, that's not nothing. It's also not what we'd like it to be, right? And I think that's why you're asking, you know, what's your role in fostering your adult daughter's faith? Because you see it's not what you wish it was, right? And I think that it begins by kind of really recognizing what it actually is, right? Because if you say, well, she has a good faith, I just have to remind her to go to church, or I have to remind her to, then you're not really dealing with the issue, you know. And I think it's important for parents to not assume things about their adult child's faith development, and really meet them where they're at. Because it sounds to me, based on what you're describing about your daughter's faith life, is it that she's not at the place where she would benefit from those reminders as much as she would benefit from a real conversation about where she's actually at spiritually. In other words, saying to her, you know, honey, I'm really grateful that you come to church with us, you know, but I see that you don't tend to go to church on your own. Can you talk to me about where you're at in your relationship with God, in your relationship with the church? Can you talk to me about, you know, why you maybe feel like the church isn't speaking to the concerns that you have, or, you know, the frustrations or problems you're dealing with? Because if you're having that, and that's not just a one-off conversation, that's an ongoing discussion. Not every time you get together, but it's, you know, but periodically, you're just kind of having that kind of discipleship conversation with her that's helping her develop an adult faith, as opposed to just saying, I need you to keep doing the outward things that so I can look at you and say, yes, you have a faith because you're saying the rosary or because you're going to Mass. I mean, those are things that are really important. I'm not knocking that. What I'm saying, though, is that's missing the underlying issues that might be impeding her ability to go to church on her own or take up a more personal prayer life.
And I think it's very important for you, as the mom of a 30-year-old, to kind of back off of the, as you put it, Grace, reminding her to do these things, pray the rosary, go to Mass, and to start moving into the idea of sharing what your faith means to you on a daily basis, and sort of having that conversation with her and praying for her very easily when she has a success in her life or a joy in her life, when she has a struggle in her life. Just taking that moment and praying off the cuff, oh, Lord, you know, thank you so much that you've blessed my daughter in this way, and please continue to do so. Oh, Lord, my daughter's really struggling right now. Please be present to her and let her see your light and your love in her life. Very simple prayers and conversations with her of, you know, I was going through my day-to-day and God showed up in this way. Or I was really struggling with this and I felt his consolation in that way. I think that both of you would benefit from having a woman-to-woman sharing of daily life together that gently folds in God in your life, rather than having her feel like she's being reminded of something as though she was still, you know, maybe 12 years old. She needs to see how God has really blessed you and how he is blessing her that she's just not acknowledging yet.
And, you know, to your question, you know, what's your role? You know, people telling you, oh, she's an adult, you need to back off. No, you know, in Titus 2, it talks about the role that the parents and older men and women in the faith, which would be us, right, play with the younger men and women in the faith. And it's not to tell them what to do, it's not to boss them around, but it is to mentor them and to foster them and to share our experience, like very much what Lisa's talking about here, right? The other part of that, though, is making sure, to go back to kind of what I was saying here, making sure that you're having honest conversations about where she's really at in her faith. And if she is struggling, you know, be okay with acknowledging that struggle, and don't just roll over it, but really say, you know, well, let's talk to me about, you know, why you're feeling like God maybe isn't as relevant as you used to think he was, or the church isn't as relevant as you used to think it was. Help me understand kind of where you're at. That's what a mentor does, right? A mentor doesn't just say, pray your rosary, don't forget to go to Mass. You know, a mentor really says, let's work through this together. So you're in a good place because your daughter has enough respect for you. You see her often. She wants to please you, so she goes to Mass at least for that. But maybe that means that it's time to take that relationship a little bit deeper and ask her what's really going on so you could mentor her. Thank you, Grace, for the question. We do talk about this more in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold, but it's really about how can we build the kind of relationship with our adult kids that makes them want to open up to us and makes them want to be around us and makes them want to even hear what we have to say. So check it out. Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters, available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. Grace, thank you again for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out. Before we go to our break, I did want to share just for parents of younger children, we want to help you create the kind of relationship with your kids that stays with you in adulthood and also helps them hold on to the faith as adults. And that's why we created Catholic Home. That's Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. And it isn't just another parenting resources. You know, we worked with Georgetown University to study families who raised all of their kids to be faithful adults. And we created the Catholic Home, H-O-M, app to teach you their secrets. The Catholic Home app gives you expert parent coaching that you need to be a more confident Catholic parent and raise godly kids and build more loving, connected, and caring Catholic family lives. You can chat with Lisa and me and our whole team of pastoral counselors every day to get the coaching help that you need to resolve behavior problems, create a more meaningful family life, a more meaningful prayer life in your family, and experience more joy and peace in your home. In addition to the coaching, you're going to get a ton of creative resources. We have monthly downloadable activities to make living the faith at home simple and fun. Our exclusive Momfidence, Bedatitudes, and Catholic Home podcasts for inspiration and encouragement. Monthly live stream events. In fact, this coming Thursday at 7 p.m., we're having a live Q&A event for all of our subscribers to bring their parenting questions and share successes and build community. Tons of resources on the Catholic Home app. We'd love to share all of it with you. You can get 2 months free with an annual subscription of just $149, or go with a monthly subscription for only $14.95. One subscription covers you, your spouse, and all your kids. You don't ever have to feel overwhelmed or alone as a Catholic parent with Catholic Home to help. Subscribe today wherever you get your apps and become part of the Catholic HOM community. Let Lisa and I help you create the Catholic family life you're longing for. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. We're talking about our relationship with adult kids. And as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Psalm 32, verse 8.
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. I love this, because this isn't just God saying, here's a list of stuff you should do to be in my good graces until I get along well in life. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. The fact that he has his eye on each one of us, that he is willing to give us counsel and instruction and teaching that's particular to us and our lives. And we should always be reaching out for him to anything, for anything we need counsel on, including how to handle our adult children.
And this really goes back to our reflection at the beginning of the show, where I talked about when we don't know what to do in our relationship with our adult kids, don't just keep doing the same thing over and over again. Don't just keep pushing on with your own efforts. But pray, Lord, teach me how to be what my adult children need me to be to lead them to you. And God will show you those answers step by step. The psalm proves that. When we come back, more with your calls about guiding grown-up kids. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue right after this.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Steve and Janet Ray here, announcing we are back in the Holy Land, ready to introduce you to our favorite places in the world, the land where God walked. Mass at the most holy sites, pray the mysteries of the rosary where they happened, and experience the Bible in vivid color. We have led over 100 groups through this land, sharing the whole story of salvation. Of all the pilgrimages in all of the world, this is the one you should not miss.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
He was a doctor of the church, a Carmelite, and one of the most famous mystics of all time.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. John of the Cross wanted to help all Christians to become saints. One of his most important teachings was to encourage us all to learn how to love. For there is no love, he said, put love, and you will find love. He died in 1591.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, then follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Guiding Grown-Up Kids. We've only got a couple of minutes before they play us out, so I just wanted to offer some reflections on where to go. You know, I talk to a lot of parents of adult kids who just feel stumped. And like our previous caller, they get a lot of advice from people who say, well, they're grown-ups now, you just have to leave them alone.
Yeah.
That is not what you need to do. All right? They are grown-ups, but we are walking a journey together toward the Lord. And as adults, as older adults, we are further down that road than they are. And as I was sharing with our previous caller, St. Paul in the second letter to Titus talks about the role that older disciples in the Lord have to bring up younger men and women in the Lord. And so there's always a relationship there. It's not a relationship where you're saying, did you go to Mass? Did you say your prayers? Did you? It's a relationship where you're saying to your adult children, tell me where you're at with God. What's going on in your spiritual life? You know, how are you feeling about the church? Where are you at with all of this? If they're not churched at all, if they're struggling, being able to say, you know, where do you feel that the church has either let you down, or why do you feel that it's not as relevant as it used to be? You want to understand what the wound is, the questions are, the concerns. And you don't want to be the person who's always providing answers, but you want to be the person who's listening. And then sharing.
Let's say that one more time. You don't have to be the person who's providing the answers, because the minute we go into that mode, we stop listening.
Yeah, because you don't just listen to say, well, you just have to do da-da-da-da. That misses the point. It's, you know, when they share those things with you, you want to just start by saying, you know, thank you so much for sharing that with me. You know, that's really hard, and I can certainly appreciate, you know, what you're wrestling with. Thank you for letting me know. And then shut your mouth. Go pray about it. And say, okay, Lord, this is what my kids told me. I don't know what to do with that. You know, I'm not sure how to respond. Can you teach me how to respond to that? And you reflect on it. You pray about it. And you reflect, have you ever dealt with any of those kinds of things in your own life? How have you worked those things out with God? How have you brought those things to the Lord? How did he lead you through them? And you pray about an opportunity then to kind of bring it back up and say, you know, I was thinking about what you said. And as I was reflecting on it and praying about it, I remembered this time in my life. And I don't know if this will be helpful for you or not, but this is what happened to me. And you share, you witness to your relationship with God and how he brought you through that. And you invite them, by your witness, to reflect on their own experience in a similar way. It's a discipleship relationship. It's a shepherding relationship. And that's what we want to have with our adult kids. Of course, that all presumes that, first of all, we have a relationship. So making sure that you are just staying in regular contact with your adult kids, texting them, sending them messages, just saying I love you, and being there for them in whatever ways you can.
talk about all this and more in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. Check it out for more tips for building a better relationship with your adult kids. You can get it at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. And if you are looking for ways to heal the wounds that exist between you and your adult kids, or heal the wounds that they've pointed out in you, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll help you find faithful ways to respond. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.